Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's a great rock and roll song there from ZZ Top, bringing us back. Stages, I think, is the name of that song. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Joanne Black. We're talking about how to use social media the proper way to your advantage, especially LinkedIn. Joanne is the author of No More Cold Calling and NoMoreCoolCalling.com, right, Joanne?
That's correct.
And tell us quickly about the seminars you got coming up, the webinars.
Well, people always say to me, Joanne, I really need to learn how to ask for referrals. So we have a 5-series webinar that starts on April 5th. They're all recorded. It's every other week for 5 weeks. And they're interactive. I do role plays. We ask questions. As close to being in person as we can get. No More Cold Calling webinar series, and you'll still find it on my website, No More Cold Calling.
It's good stuff, folks. As you can tell from listening to Joanne over the last half dozen years, she's been a great member of our Brain Trust, and so I really encourage you to check out her webinars. Joanne, you know, you and I have been around the block a couple of times before we met each other, since we've known each other, and we're in some ways, you and I are kind of old school, and in terms of the way we talk about meeting people, getting to know each other, getting referrals, asking for referrals, having the right, earning the right, etc. You and I are a little bit old school, and I admit that, and I actually am kind of happy about that. But are folks like you and me sort of, are we butting our head up against the wall when we try to get convinced, especially the younger generations, that this is the way to do business, not asking for referrals when you don't deserve to, not asking for recommendations when you haven't earned the right, you don't know the people well enough. Are we doing the right thing here, or should we just give up?
No, I never give up, no. I thought there was a generational thing going on, and I think there was several years ago. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area in the Technology Central, and I actually heard people say, oh, we don't need to speak to people. You know, we just need technology. And it's shifting. And I've talked to people in their 20s and their early 30s, and they're saying, no, we always need to talk to people. For my next book, I'm talking to sales executives. They're telling me the same thing. And so, because people do business with people. I mean, you'll hear that all the time.
Face-to-face is the original social media,
social media,
ladies and
gentlemen. I love it when you say that. That's so great. And so in line with that, I'd like to give one more tip, that when people invite you, you accept. And then there is a button where you can say send a message. So you always reply to that invitation after you accept with a personal message. Now, is it one more step? Yes. Does that make it more personal? Absolutely. You know, share some information with them. Give them a link to something they need to look at. Mm-hmm. But make it personal. So
you
I'd like to invite everyone.
I will tell you, though, Joanne, the first time somebody contacts me, the first time somebody asks me to join them, I don't like it when the first thing that they do is they also want to give me something, let alone sell me something. In other words, now if you do it, you and I have known each other a long time, so if you send me something, you say, hey, Jim, please join me on LinkedIn. I can't remember if we have linked up on LinkedIn. I don't think we have yet. But if you said, hey, Jim, I just realized we aren't linked. Let's link up together. Oh, by the way, here's my new stuff you might want to take a look at. That's okay because we already have a relationship. But if somebody tries to build a relationship with me and says, hey, Jim, I'm interested in being on your community, blah, blah, blah. Here's something you might want to see. That's a little forward to me. Am I wrong?
I don't think there's a right or wrong here. I think it's a matter of style. I will invite people, as I said, to go to my website and sign up for my Back in the Black newsletter and download my referral IQ quiz. That's all. Period. Done.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal tool. And I also offer to give them referral tips anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once in a while, people will contact me. We need to give free. I'm not asking.
I like the idea that somebody that I have a relationship with would give me something. But if I, as you say, that's just my personal thing. But as I said, if you remember in the beginning, I said I'm old school.
Well, that's fine. That would be what works for us. Old school's really good, Tim.
let's wrap up by telling the people again about your webinars, because I really want folks to know about these.
All right. So the webinars is really, they're building blocks to how do you run a referral business.
And they're
every other week for 5 weeks. We start next Thursday, April 5th, and the end of May.
NoMoreColdCalling.com is where you find them. Check it out. Joanne Black's the best. Joanne, thanks again for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Tim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.